Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Lebanese health authorities say the Israel has launched dozens of intense airstrikes across Lebanon's northeastern farming villages, killing at least 52, wounding 72 others. In central Gaza, Palestinians recovered the bodies of 25 people killed in a barrage of Israeli airstrikes that began Thursday. The U.S. is sending more planes and warships to the Middle East, VOA's Alexis Strope reports.
Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder said in a statement Friday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is sending additional bomber aircraft and Navy warships to the Middle East to bolster the U.S. presence in the region. It comes as an aircraft carrier and its warships are preparing to leave. Austin is ordering several B-52 Stratofortress bomber aircraft, a fighter jet squadron, tanker aircraft, and Navy destroyers to deploy to the Middle East. The moves come at a critical time as Israel's war with Hamas and battles with Hezbollah in Lebanon rage, even as officials press for a ceasefire. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Gaza's polio vaccination campaign launched September 1st after a baby was partially paralyzed by type 2 polio, the first case in 25 years, is moving into delayed third phases. VOA's Christina Menente has more.
According to aid organizations, the third phase of a delayed polio vaccination campaign in Gaza will begin on Saturday after the rollout was derailed by Israeli bombardments, mass displacement, and lack of access. The humanitarian pause to conduct the campaign had been agreed, but WHO and the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, said the area covered by the agreement had been substantially reduced from the previous pause in September and would now cover only Gaza City. COGAT, the Israeli Army's Palestinian Civilian Affairs Agency, said it was helping to coordinate the three-day campaign, and once it was complete, there would be an assessment to decide whether the schedule would be extended. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States expects North Korean soldiers in Russia to deploy in combat against Ukrainian forces in the coming days. Reuters' Sean Hogan tells us more.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky publicly warned of North Korea's involvement on October 13. In an interview on Thursday, he blasted what he called a zero response from his allies. He said a weak reaction would encourage Russia's Vladimir Putin to further beef up the contingent. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and his North Korean counterpart Cho Son-hui met in Moscow on Friday. Cho said North Korean President Kim Jong-un gave an order to, quote, unswervingly and powerfully support the Russian army. She said North Korea would firmly stand next to our Russian comrades until the day of victory.
Spanish rescuers opened a temporary morgue in a convention center and battled to reach areas still cut off on Friday as the death toll from catastrophic floods rose to at least 205 people and Europe's worst weather disaster in five decades. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo.
Minister overseeing regional cooperation told a press conference. Dozens of people are still unaccounted for. To support rescue efforts, some 500 soldiers have been deployed to search for the missing and assist survivors. With about 75,000 homes still without electricity, firefighters are siphoning fuel from abandoned cars to power generators to get domestic supplies back on. The storm dumped a year's worth of rain in just 8 hours on Tuesday night, causing rivers to overflow and washing away roads, rail lines, and bridges.
Investigators accused 47 doctors, nurses, and other medical workers of killing 10 newborns since late last year through neglect or malpractice that aimed to defraud the country's medical system. Demonstrators staged protests outside hospitals where some of the deaths occurred, hurling stones at the buildings. Some argue that the scandal points to wider issues in the public health system in the country of 85 million people. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's ruling party has promoted private facilities to improve access to health care. Some of the facilities are accused of putting profit before all else. A U.S. federal jury has convicted a former Kentucky detective of using excessive force on Breonna Taylor the night she was shot to death by police officers in 2020. The 12-member jury returned the late-night verdict after clearing Brett Hankinson earlier in the evening on a charge that he used excessive force on Taylor's neighbors. Taylor was fatally shot by other officers. A separate jury deadlocked on similar charges last year, forcing a mistrial. The death of the 26-year-old black woman sparked racial injustice protests nationwide. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.